A bet that the wave of the future is Europe? From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. We've been following the money as investors continue to shift away from emerging markets since the spring. Where it has been going instead? A key answer today, Europe. The Financial Times is reporting that American investors have put more money into European stocks than at any time since 1977. It's a long time ago. Gerald Ford was president. $65 billion in the first 6 months of this year went into European stocks, according to data compiled by Goldman Sachs. European telecommunications companies have gotten some of it, utilities and financial companies as well. Some big dogs, U.S. pension funds and other institutional investors, are making a play that the European financial crisis is finally bouncing from its nadir. Marketplace's European editor Stephen Beard.
This is yet another sign that the U.S. is getting more confident about the eurozone. Earlier in the summer, we also heard that U.S. money market funds had pumped $100 billion into short-term deposits and other securities with the eurozone banks. The crisis has certainly receded since the head of the European Central Bank promised last year to do what it takes to save the euro. But few people here believe the crisis is definitely over. It's been on hold during the German election campaign, but Greece needs a third bailout. That won't go down well with German taxpayers. This crisis could easily flare up again in the fall.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Now let's check the numbers. The story of the morning from the market so far is Japan. Economic reform is really juicing things up there. And today, that country's GDP was revised sharply upward. It's now growing at a 3.8% annualized rate. And the Nikkei stock index rose 2.5%. The FT100 stock index in London is down 0.4%. Dow, S&P and Nasdaq futures are up right now. When is the right time to retire? The answer the economy is sending many of us is, how about never? If we have to keep working to keep an okay standard of living going, what about jobs later in life that are more fulfilling? A new industry is springing up around this modern form of never quite retiring. Marketplace's economics guy Chris Farrell joins us. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
So work till you drop is one way to look at it. Is there another way?
Well, I hope there is another way for a lot of people that need to make an income. That's the lesson of two bear markets and two recessions in less than a decade. Most of us are going to have to work for a longer period of time, well into the traditional retirement years. So there's a growth industry that is emerging in its grassroots, and it has nonprofit actors, consultants, financial advisors, trying to help people try and figure out, what are you going to do? You want something that gives you meaning plus gives you an income.
Some of these are jobs that actually don't just accrue benefits to the person doing the work. They might be jobs that give back to society in some way. But where do you start the search for something like that?
Most of us, when we think about jobs, it's really about your network, right? You know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody. But the demand is so great as this industry is growing. It seems like every city is becoming a hothouse of advice. So in Portland, you have Life by Design. There's an organization in New York, Reserve, and they match 55-plus professionals. And there might be a nonprofit over here or a government agency or some sort of public institution that could really tap into that expertise. And the older worker stays active and the nonprofit or the government agency benefits. So, David, these organizations are becoming clearing houses of information.
And you mentioned grassroots at this stage. So there's not a couple of big players that are dominating yet.
No, it's much more these smaller organizations, a lot of career coaches. Frankly, it's a lot of people who have confronted this and they realize, okay, I've learned something by making this transition. I want to help other people. Probably the major organization is Encore. It's been proselytizing about second and third careers and not just making money in the second or third career, but trying to do some good while you're still making income.
Chris Farrell, Marketplace's economics guy. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Get Marketplace's top headlines, podcasts, and special features delivered right to your inbox each day. Subscribe to the Midday Update newsletter at marketplace.org.
He became a kind of trivial pursuit question in the intervening years, but an accomplished late-night TV host is coming back. Arsenio Hall, who was all the rage in 1989, has a new syndicated show kicking off in 50 big markets. Marketplace's Queen of Kim has more.
The last time Arsenio Hall had a show, This was a sound of late night.
Here's Johnny!
Today, the landscape is more divided than the Balkans. Brad Adgate is an analyst at Horizon Media.
It's very competitive with Jimmy Kimmel and David Letterman and Jay Leno.
But Adgate says Arsenio does have name recognition, even if it's not among the 18 to 35-year-olds that advertisers care about.
The notion that this is a young audience isn't really true.
Adgate says most late-night TV viewers are in their 50s. Cynthia Lilton covers TV for Variety. She says being a syndicated show works in Arsenio's favor.
CBS, in this case, sells the show to a different station in each television market.
Littleton says Arsenio's success doesn't hinge on beating Leno. Success means he needs to sell more ads than the reruns the stations cut to make room for him. In San Francisco, I'm Queen Akim for Marketplace.
And someone acting all British, but you think they're faking? Well, here's a test. Ask them to describe Ribena. Today, the Japanese drinks company Suntory said it's paying $2.1 billion to buy Ribena from Britain's GlaxoSmithKline, which you thought was only a pharmaceutical company. It's also getting Lucozade sports drinks. Kids throughout the British Commonwealth will tell you that Ribena is a syrup made from the juice of the black currant. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.